Submission Samach, we left off in the middle of Siv Gimel. Chab discussing this case of three people who are Shevis in the Bika, and they each really set up their own chatzar with Machitz Groyas, with Natsichka Machitzes, either chassis without Erev, or Erev without chassis, either vertical without horizontal, or horizontal without vertical. And they are open from one to the other, from A to B and B to C. And the Chab is discussing, he brought two shittas about this. The case continues now. Let's say A and C are open completely to B. But B has walls. In other words, let's say B, he's wider, and A and C are narrower. So from the vantage point of A and C, their chatzar is completely open to B. From the vantage point of B, though, he sees he has machitzas. And there's one person in each. So the mechaber says each one gets their own beis asayim that they're allowed to have. If it's more than beis asayim in one of the outer ones, then whichever outer one is, he becomes asr. If the middle one's more than beis asayim, then the outer ones also become asr. Because they're parts to makom asr. They're also parts to the middle one, who's more than the basis sign. Since they're parts of the Malkama Asr, they're open to place Asr to them, they also become Asr. Now, if there's one in A, one in C, and two people in B, or there's two in A, and two in C, and one in B, so now the outer ones can view the middle person as if he's part of them, and it's considered that they have three and three. This is what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah says that this is dependent on the Machlekes that was in the beginning of the Sif. Then the Mechaber continues that there's only a case where we discuss over here that some are parts, the other ones, others aren't parts, where the pirtz is less than 10 amas. The pirtz is more than 10 amas, then it's considered as if they're all open to each other. When can we say that A and C are parts to B, or B is parts to A and C, but the opposite is not true, depending who's wider is narrower, that's only if the pirtz of the opening is less than 10 amas. Once you have a pirtz of more than 10 amas, then they're all considered open to each other, and it's all considered one together. Also, we're discussing a case where the walls of one go into the other. It's hard to depict audio without visual, but Mr. Burr himself drew a diagram for this, and he refers back to the diagram that did in the beginning of the Sif, and the walls of the Ketana go into the Gdela, and they're also three tefachim away from the outer walls of the Gdela. Then they're considered separate to each other, and one can ask on each other, one does not ask on the other. However, if the walls of the Ketana do not go into the Gdela, the walls of the middle one don't go into the outer ones, or vice versa, depending who's the smaller, who's the bigger, so then it's considered like they all have proper machitzas, and they all properly machitzed from each other. They consider three separate entities, and then they each have their own base of sayim, and each one does not affect the other. It's like three different yachidim who are shevis individually in the bikkel. So if the pirtz is more than 10 amas, they consider all together. If the pirtz is less than 10 amas, but they don't have walls going into each other, they consider completely separate. The whole loch of the sif was only the in-between case. Shin samach aleph, they didn't have a gag that's next to shirab. Sif aleph, you have a gag that on one side is near shirabim, and the other side is near a chatzar, and to their shirabim, it's less than 10 tefachim. To the chatzar, it's more than 10 tefachim. The mice, a lot of people from the rabbim, they use this area. Mr. Burr explains that how they use this area, how they use this gag. They put their hats there in the small can, they put it down on the roof over here. So the mechaber says that's considered part of the shrabim. But since to the shrabim it's less than 10 tefachim, and to the chatzar it's more than 10 tefachim, considered more mishnayach to the shrabim. And the person in the gag, he can't carry from his chatzar to there, unless it makes a sulam kavua, a permanent sulam, permanent ladder from his chatzar to the gag, to show that this gag is mishtayach from the chatzar, and that's what it's been used for, not for the B'nai Shrabim, what's the kavua, that he puts it there for 7 days a week, for weekday and for Shabbos, always. Mr. Brewer says he sometimes takes it away, even sometimes once in a while, it brings it to Rashi and the Gemara, that's right enough, that's considered the sulam is not there, and it's considered this area is mishtayach to the Shrabim, and not the gag. Mr. Brewer also explains, we're talking specifically about this case, that to the Shrabim side, it's not 10 tefachim off, and to the chatzar side, it is 10 tefachim off, because it was not 10 tefachim off, even to the chatzar side. So then it would just be considered one big extension of the Rishrabim. If the B'nai Rishrabim use it, it'll be Rishrabim Amish. If the Makasov, if they lean things there, if the B'nai Rishrabim don't put things there, and not Makasov, it would be considered a Karmelis. It's only because it's 10 tefachim off from the Chatzar, has a 10 tefachim wall from the Chatzar. So now on that side, it has a proper Machitza, it's considered Shiachid, and you could use it from there to the Chatzar back, as long as you have a Sulam Kavua that you show that it's not meant for B'nai Rishrabim, it's really meant for you and for your Chatzar's use. If from the Shrabim side, it has 10 tefachim, so it doesn't need a sulam, because now it's cut off from the Shrabim. Now let's say this roof is less than 10 tefachim off the ground on all sides, but it has a chakaki dug in a ditch that in it, that if you add up, you know, that based on the ditch and based on the machitza, all together adds up 10 tefachim, like the Ram holds, now it's considered its own reshus, has its own 10 tefachim, and does not need a sulam or ladder at all, it's own shiyachid. Many of them argue, they say, but the bond still treated like a karmelis, since from the outside it appears to be less than 10 tefachim all the sides, and still needs a sulam timatra, especially if they Shrabim use it. Could be the real Rishrabim, and then even the Sulam won't necessarily help since it doesn't have 10 tefachim of its own outside the ditch, outside the crevice, on either the Rishrabim side or the Chatzar side.